Welcome everyone to our final live call for this year. Just going to wait a minute, and while I'm waiting, if you could just let me know that you can hear me in the chat box, that would be great if you can hear me clearly. Hi Paula, Ruth, Peter, welcome. Great to see you're here. Chris, fantastic. Greg, nice to see you. I mean, nice to know you're here. Melissa, great. Okay. Just waiting. We've got a few more people joining. And I can't believe it's the end of the year. The weather in Melbourne is very disorientating. I cannot recall the last time I was wearing a puffer jacket in December. Any of the Melburnians on the call? I'll just wait another minute or so before we get going. While we're waiting, would love to hear a few words in the chat box, and you can share with everyone so we can all get a sense of how your week has been. Have you been caught in the sort of hectic pace of the end of the year, or are you feeling kind of calm? And how are you feeling in this moment? How are the energy levels? How's the mood? If you could just share a couple of words there so we can all see. Sorry, Linda, you're recovering from COVID. That's not fun. I know last month we had quite a few people actually on the call with COVID. Julia, you too? Okay. Yes, a lot of people very, very busy. Nicolette, that's not good news. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. And just so I can see, who here is a first time MLPer, first round? Just so I can get a sense. And then we're going to get going. First time MLPer, let me know if you are. This is the first round. I know there's a lot of old timers. I know your names. I know who's been with the community for years, but yeah, who are the newbies, as in first round? Great. Thanks, Andrew. Carol, great. Okay. So tonight is a special night because, as you know, it's the final live call of this 6 month journey that we've been on together for those who are the newbies, but obviously the old timers have stuck around and know how tonight runs. And so I want to run a sharing circle at the end of our time together this evening to hear sort of your global reflections about the past 6 months for yourself, what you've gained, perhaps any future intentions that you'd like to be held accountable for. But I'll share more on that later. Because so many of us are feeling, I can see in the comments, so many of us are feeling just it's that crazy time of the year and there's quite a lot of rushing and chaos. Let's just settle in together for a few minutes before we move into the longer practice. And for those who are sleepy, there's always many of us at this hour. If you are sleepy, then don't give yourself a hard time. Know that this is recorded. You can always come back to it. So you can make a choice. You can either allow yourself to just rest and allow whatever happens to happen, or if you really don't want to fall asleep, then you should probably sit up, maybe take a layer of clothing off so you're not too warm. That can be helpful. Or, of course, you know that you can also meditate with your eyes open. And when we meditate with our eyes open, we just kind of let the eyelids be soft, kind of gaze downwards about a meter or two in front, and just allow your focus to be just soft, not particularly focused on anything. So that is an option. Okay. So just settling in here in this moment that will never be repeated again. The end of this year, in this community, with this particular configuration of people who have, you know, we've all been journeying with each other, and you've heard some very, you know, quite personal and heartfelt sharing from different members of the group. So we're all here together virtually, but in real time, which is always really powerful. And just seeing if you can locate your body in space. And just really sensing the body sitting or lying here. And what I mean by that is really bringing your awareness into the body. Just starting to become aware of this body as a way of gathering your attention, just settling into this moment. And as you bring the attention into the body, you'll start to notice sensations. You might notice tingling in the body. Just becoming aware of any sensations within the whole field of the body. You might notice areas of warmth or coolness. You might notice the movements of the breath. And this may be really familiar. You may have been practicing and connecting with yourself in this way regularly. Or perhaps coming here, this session is a really great coming home, a really great reacquainting yourself with this sense of, oh, I'm here. I'm here in this moment. And perhaps you haven't even been connected with your body or your breath for days or weeks, and this feels unfamiliar because you've fallen off track. And just dropping all judgment. Any self-criticism, just letting it all go and just allowing yourself to rest in this present moment, in this community that's holding you through its kind of virtual energy. Seeing if you can sense the breath now in the body. So sensing the chest as it rises with the in-breath and falls back with the out-breath. And just for a few cycles of breath, really just following the breath as it moves in and out. And with each out breath, just offering an invitation to the body and the mind to just soften and relax. Thoughts come to mind. Just see if you can just simply let them go. Just also making room for things to be as they are in this moment. Dropping your need for things to be a certain way. If things feel agitated or uncomfortable, just seeing if with each out breath you can find a little bit of release, bit of softening in the body, just letting go of any thoughts that you're getting caught up in. I'm just resting with the breath for 1 minute in silence together. Really staying with the sensations of the breath, moving in and moving out. Seeing if you can rest with just one breath, one in breath, one out breath, breath by breath. And then just gently opening your eyes and stretching your body and just noticing for yourself what effect this has, if any. And is it a positive effect or a negative effect? Just really investigating and knowing what is true for you and marking that, knowing the answer. And then if you feel, you can just share a couple of words in the chat box. Just, again, there's no right or wrong, but just really interested to know what you notice in just a few minutes of practice. Does it make you feel worse? Does it make you feel calmer, more settled? Is it pleasant to come into the body, or does it feel agitating? It's really important to reflect on this because we need to keep reminding ourselves that this is a worthwhile practice. If it is for you, if it's not, no pressure. But we forget. And, you know, just to remind you that the word mindfulness in the traditional language is defined as to remember often. It really is. So mindfulness, it's, and the problem is we need to remember to keep coming home to ourselves, and we need to remember that this is a good thing. And, you know, some of you have just shared in the chat box there that, you know, still feel much the same. You know, someone's shared body sore, still feeling much the same. And as I always say, mindfulness isn't actually about creating a particular state. It's not that we meditate to feel calm. It's actually more that we come and make a priority of regularly connecting with ourselves so that we can be aware of what is present and we can be more conscious of what's going on for ourselves. So then we can make better decisions. So it might be that, you know, that meditation that even that I just offered you made you really agitated, or, you know, probably made you aware of just how agitated you are. And so what do you do with that information? You know, it can be, wow, I'm really agitated. I really need to do something for myself that helps settle me. So maybe I need a bath, or I need a, if I can afford it, book a massage, or I need to create a bit more downtime, or I actually need to meditate for longer. So it's not always that these meditations are going to feel good, but even if they don't feel good, there can be value there. So I just, it's again, it's really an invitation. What I'm pointing to here is an invitation to reflect again on whether you believe in this, which I guess most of you do because you're here again. But really, really connecting with your why and your intention, because that is just so important in terms of ensuring that we prioritize the practice and keep doing it. So thanks for sharing all of your reflections. So one thing that I really love about these Mind Life Project online gatherings is that it really connects us as a community, and it gives us a way of checking in and reflecting on our lives. It's kind of a stop. It's like an earthing. I don't know about you, but life can really be so busy, and it's just really easy for the weeks and the months to fly past. And I find without these intentional, prioritized, built-in pauses that are scheduled in the calendar, we can lose touch with our goals and our aspirations, and we can really fall off track with the things that matter most to us. I'm wondering if you can relate to this. Can you relate to this idea that somehow if we don't have things scheduled in, it's like we don't have a safety net that catches us if we've fallen off track? And that's what I really love about these monthly calls. And I've been thinking a lot recently about this idea of accountability and how important and powerful it is in our lives, not just with meditation, but with all the things that we hold important to us. Just take a moment to reflect on this yourself, this idea of accountability, and whether you have it in your life, not just in this form for meditation, but where else have you got accountability in your life? Or where else would it be helpful for you to have it and to bring it in more in next year to support you in sticking to what, to the goals and to the values that you hold most dearly? And, we're all different as humans, but do you find it easier to stick with things you believe are important, like exercise, eating healthy, whatever it is, when you have accountability? Like, how important is that for you? Or are you someone who that's not so important and you can, you're really good at keeping habits going, which I think, to be honest, is really not the majority of us. So I believe the power of community cannot be overstated. I've experienced this in my own life. I've experienced it through witnessing the various transformations that I've seen in people that I've worked with through the various programs. I really feel the power of community cannot be overstated. And each of you that are here have made this community stronger and more powerful for all of us. And I'm sure you'll agree when you think about it, who we spend our time with can have an enormous positive or negative impact on our lives. So the people that you choose to have in your life, whether it's, offline in real, inverted commas, real life or virtually, the people that you choose to have in your life and the communities that you choose to be part of can support your goals and aspirations or make it harder to achieve them. People in your life can fill you with energy and optimism or suck the energy out of you. Have you ever noticed that we can often sort of catch or imitate the habits of those people around us? There was a really interesting study that I came upon, which couldn't believe it. I looked it up, and it's true. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine that found that if your friend becomes obese, then you have a 57% chance of increasing obesity yourself, even if your friend lives hundreds of miles away. How fascinating. So fascinating. And Dan Buettner, the author of Blue Zones, 9 Lessons for Living Longer, which is a brilliant book. If you haven't come upon it, I highly recommend it. He writes, I love this quote. He writes, "For people to adopt a healthful lifestyle, I have become convinced They need to live in an ecosystem, so to speak, that makes it possible. The book is called Blue Zones, 9 Lessons for Living Longer by Dan Buettner. He is an expert in longevity, and he went into various, like all the different communities in the world that are known for having the oldest people in the world. And he studies, you know, what makes people live long, healthier lives. So I'm going to read that quote again. He said, for people to adopt a healthful lifestyle, I have become convinced they need to live in an ecosystem, so to speak, that makes it possible. And this really speaks to the power of community, you know, to the power of sort of the environment that we're in. And I think many of us fall prey to self-criticism and feeling down on ourselves because we can't, you know, live up to our expectations or our goals around healthy living. But we really need to look at the communities that we're in, the influences that are around us, and try and position ourselves as best we can in communities that are aligned to our values, that can support what we want to manifest in our lives. And I really believe that this online ecosystem, so to speak, that we've created together here is a truly powerful amplifier of our health and our well-being. I know that to be true for myself. Even though I run this, you know, even for me, having this once a month live gathering is a really wonderful thing, you know. So together we've really helped each other over this year and previous years, for those who are long timers. We've really helped each other prioritize and stick to something that's so important for our well-being and our sanity in this very frequently insane and in an uncertain world that we're living in. And I've really noticed over the past few years what a gift to have had this community over the pandemic, which has just been so turbulent for so many of us. It's been like an anchor, some kind of predictable, sort of a predictable comfort in a way. And I've been so moved and touched, as I'm sure you have if you've been coming to the live calls each month, to hear some of the deep sharing and the group here who have really met each other with such compassion and such wisdom, such incredible collective wisdom in this group. And whether you live in community, family, or some sort of community, or you're living alone, this community really has had your back. We are here unfailingly each month to support you should you show up. And so although this is our last call for the year, which, you know, is sad, especially for those that, you know, definitely finishing, I'm really thrilled that I can offer a way for you to extend beyond the end of December for those that are called to. So each year I just look at, you know, whether there's a need and a desire, and then decide, you know, are we continuing? So I'm committed to continuing this as long as there is interest. And so I wanted to let you know, I think I have mentioned it in a few places, but I just wanted to take the opportunity for those of you who have missed the emails or, you know, missed the Facebook messages, that I am offering a way for you to continue and stay part of this community into next year for another number of months until the end of May. And I also wanted to remind you, should you have missed it and you are interested in this, that the early bird price to continue is closing this Friday. So if that's been something you've been thinking about, just wanted to remind you, because I know it's also a very busy time of the year. And yeah, just didn't want you to miss out on that. So I'm just actually going to put the there's a link that you'll receive in an email in the coming days, tomorrow, I think, but I've just popped it in the chat box for anyone who has been, either they've seen the email and they've been thinking, oh, I've got to register, got to register. You can register right now or after the call. You just save the URL there, save it in a different browser, and you can register straight away so you don't forget and don't miss the early bird, because it's a significant saving. Okay. And of course, just quickly, when you join, for those that are newbies and have not done the ongoing membership, you continue to get these monthly calls. There's a new book club next to you, which I'm extremely excited about. Some fantastic books in there. You continue to stay part of the Facebook group and get the monthly video expert interviews, which if you're an old timer, you know that it's a year of those and then they don't change. And I'm so excited that so many of you have decided to continue. It really makes me excited to know that we can keep doing this. Thanks, Rebecca. I know it's incredible. You've been here for so long. And if you have any questions about it, of course, you can email us at support@mindlifeproject.com. So moving on to our meditation, one of the gifts, as you know, of a regular mindfulness practice, and I'm sure you'll agree, is the way it offers us a regular connection to silence, which really is a doorway to hearing our own soul speak. If we don't tune in and create space to disconnect from all of the external distractions, how on earth can we hear what we most need? So in a world that is becoming increasingly noisy, distracted, and hectic, this really is, I believe, a crucial ingredient to living a good life. If we don't listen deeply to ourselves and hear our longings and our needs, we can't live a life that truly fulfills us, because we're living on this surface level, and we're being pulled by other people's needs and demands and technology. And Rumi, the great 13th century Persian poet, who I think we all know and love, wisely shared, I love this quote, "To see what cannot be seen, turn your eyes inward and listen in silence. To see what cannot be seen, turn your eyes inward and listen in silence." Silence really is the source of creativity, wisdom, and surprisingly, a wellspring of joy. For those of us who have the courage, because it does take courage, it's really a radical act to carve out this time and to pause and to disconnect from the dopamine hits of all the novelty of checking social media or whatever it is that gets you addicted to, you know, dopamine hits. And so as Rumi famously inquired, "Why are you so afraid of silence? Silence is the root of everything. If you spiral into its void, 100 voices will thunder messages you long to hear." I'll read it again. "Why are you so afraid of silence? Silence is the root of everything. If you spiral into its void, 100 voices will thunder messages you long to hear." So I hope our group practice together now offers you the silence that your soul needs at this busy time of the year to really connect deeply with yourself and listen to what you most need and long for in the year to come. So finding a comfortable position now as we practice for the last time this year. And I'll be guiding you in a meditation which is going to give you an opportunity to close the year that's been and begin the process of opening your heart to the new year, sort of pointing in the direction and intention and bringing sort of intentions to mind around what you'd like to bring to the new year. So I invite you to really be comfortable, and lying down is perfectly fine. Feel free to put a towel or a pillow under your knees to really support your back. Meditation is not supposed to be a masochistic sport, so really offer yourself whatever posture you need to allow this to be actually a nourishing experience. Okay, just closing your eyes. And once again, just bringing awareness into the body. And as you do this, you might also kind of have awareness of sounds around you. Just gathering your attention and just bringing it into the body. Taking a deep breath in. Gently letting it go. And just taking some deep breaths in and out in your own pace. Just seeing if you can really extend the out breath, making it really long and slow, stretching out the out breath. And as you take these deep breaths, just seeing if you can also really sense the body. So sensing the ribs and the chest as it expands with each in-breath. And feeling how the ribs retract and fall back with each out-breath. And knowing that with each out-breath, as you extend and elongate this out-breath, you're activating that rest and digest branch of the nervous system. You're really supporting the body and mind to settle. And then just allowing the breath to fall into its natural rhythm. And just letting go of controlling it. Bringing awareness to the face, softening the eyes. Allowing the muscles around the eyes to sort of melt and be soft. Softening the jaw, even sensing the tongue and just allowing the tongue to rest gently against the palate. Softening now the belly, bringing awareness to the belly and just allowing the belly to be soft and relaxed. And sounds may come and go. Thoughts may come and go. No problem. Just relocating this anchor of the breath. And as you sit here breathing from moment to moment, it's also giving a moment to being aware of this community. You are literally sitting in community, all of us breathing together from moment to moment. Just taking a moment to sort of ask yourself, why? Why am I here? What value does this have for me? What am I hoping or aspiring for through committing to this practice? Maybe it's to manage difficult times or stress with greater equanimity and balance. Maybe it's to nourish yourself and give yourself that gift of presence so that you can show up to the people in your life with greater wisdom, compassion, and patience. Whatever is true for you, just mark it. Just allow a few words to come to mind. And as we sit here practicing in community, we can sort of tap into this sense of a connectedness. And we can also more broadly become aware of our intimate interconnectedness with all things. Literally, as we sit here, we're breathing in air, breathing in the oxygen from the space around us, breathing out carbon dioxide. And so, in some ways, there's not really any separation between us and the external world. We are completely and utterly interconnected and dependent on the world beyond our skin. The air we breathe, the trees that support this air, this is literally all us. And just sensing this illusion of separateness. And as you sit here, there may be feelings, thoughts, unpleasant emotions or sensations. And in the spirit of kindness, just allowing things to be as they are. Welcoming and allowing everything and holding it all with kindness. Sort of saying to yourself, I'm okay with tiredness. I'm okay with agitation, worry, whatever's showing up, it's okay. Everything is welcome. Just holding it all in a spirit of loving kindness. Meeting it all, not pushing it away. Just meeting it all with kindness and no judgment. So staying with the breath, bringing particular attention now to the out-breath. Really allowing yourself to relax and release, just letting go of any controlling through the entire out-breath. Allowing the next in-breath to arrive in its own time. Letting go so much with each out-breath that it's almost as if the next out-breath was your last breath. Completely letting go. And trusting the body to find its own balance, and allowing the next in-breath to arrive in its own time. You might notice the pause, the natural pause or stillness at the end of each out-breath. Resting in that stillness in this moment. Just allowing the breath to breathe itself. And so now that we have settled somewhat, to move into the reflective part of this practice. So I'm going to pose some inquiry, some questions, and you don't need to have the answers, but it's more allowing the questions to rest in the mind and heart and just seeing what emerges spontaneously without going searching too much. And if nothing arises, that's perfectly fine, just staying with the breath. Just do whatever is most supportive for you. Feel free to ignore my words and just stay with the breath. So the first inquiry is, what went well for me this year? So just bringing a sense of things that went well, decisions, behaviors, attitudes, and allow any memories or associations to float through your mind. You might think of particular goals that you achieved or just meaningful moments, times where you were in alignment with your values. What worked well for me this year? Notice how it feels in your body in this moment to bring to mind things that went well. It might not be anything you've achieved, but it just might be moments or pleasant memories that come to mind of things that you feel grateful for from the year. And for those who are experiencing suffering in this moment or in these times, it might be helpful to bring to mind relationships that went well or that are supportive, that can be a strength that you can hold in your heart. And so with each in-breath, just breathing in a sense of gratitude for the opportunities or the pleasant moments or the goals that were achieved this year. You might cast your mind back to the beginning of the year. Just try and roll your mind through the year as if you're looking over a film and allowing beautiful moments or scenes to pass through your mind and absorbing and catching this gratitude with each in-breath. And if nothing comes to mind, you just might simply offer yourself compassion for the struggles and the difficulties of the year. Now, deepening into that and letting go of that contemplation and moving towards more the darkness. So, what didn't go so well? And the intention here is as we recall these things, perhaps it's a hardship that was outside of your control, a loss, an illness. Perhaps difficulties within a relationship, or somehow where you haven't lived up to your own expectations. And as you hold this in mind, just seeing if you can bring a real attitude of kindness and gentleness and compassion to yourself. You might even bring that hand to your heart. Really holding yourself as if you were a caring friend or family member, offering love and support for these tender places within you. Remembering that as a human, we all face periods of suffering. No one is exempt, and you are not alone in your hardships or your imperfections. As Tara Brach famously shared, there is something wonderfully bold and liberating about saying yes to our entire imperfect and messy life. You might like to imagine a golden light of compassion surrounding you, holding this suffering with love and forgiveness. And now with the next out-breath, letting the weight of these experiences go and remembering that each moment offers us a possibility for something new, and that as we move towards this new year, we can start fresh. And so just beginning to shift our attention towards a vision for the new year. So with each in-breath now, just reflecting on what is something that feels really important, something that you want to give extra attention to in this coming year. What feels really important, something that you want to give extra attention and focus to in this coming year? Allow the question to rest in mind and heart. And if nothing comes, just rest with the breath. Just trust that even placing the question in your consciousness is beginning a process of helping you to crystallize your intentions for the new year. And perhaps this thing that might feel really important has to do with relationships or your work maybe your health and well-being. Perhaps it's something exciting, an adventure that you've been procrastinating that it's time to take. Maybe there's a particular change that you've been thinking about making for a long time. Maybe there's an area of your life that you've neglected amidst all of your particular personal challenges and the more global challenges of having lived through this pandemic. Maybe there's words or images that come to mind around what feels most important for you to focus on next year. And allow yourself to even be surprised what the mind and heart reveals when you make space and patiently sit in silence. And finally, bringing to mind and allowing this to be quite spontaneous. Just don't go hunting too hard. Just see what emerges in the mind. Bringing to mind just three words that represent how you want to feel next year. And these words might encapsulate or be an anchor to your intention or aspiration for the coming year, what you'd like to cultivate. Three words that represent how you want to feel next year. And if a different word comes up suddenly that feels more authentic, allow yourself to replace it. And now letting those words go for now, or coming back to this question in the coming days as we move towards the end of the year. And just dropping all the inquiry now and expanding your awareness once again to include a sense of your own body sitting here in stillness. And then a sense of connection with this community who've been practicing here together in real time. And just like you, those who are currently in this community from around the world have had joys and stresses and through the year and long for a happy, healthy, and thriving year next year. So as you breathe out, just imagine breathing life and energy into their hopes and aspirations. May you all be happy. May you all be healthy. And may you thrive. And as we close this practice, just bringing to mind now anything that you can be grateful for. Just taking a few moments to evoke gratitude, even if this is a difficult time for you. Just focusing the mind on anything, even the smallest, tiniest thing that you can be grateful for. There is always something. And as we close this practice, just acknowledging your effort and your commitment, showing up for yourself, and just moving the body and opening your eyes. Moving your body in whatever way it needs. And just noticing how the practice served you or not. Just noticing any benefits or what was present for you through these moments. And I'd really like to now move into, I know everyone's kind of relaxed, maybe some of you have fallen asleep, so maybe wake up. But I'm going to open the mic in a minute. And as it's kind of our last live call for the year, I wanted to honor the journey that you've taken and really invite you to raise a hand, share your voice, and really share any reflections about tonight's practice or about the 6 months, particularly for the people who are new to the program, but also for those who are old timers, you're more than welcome. And so anything, maybe we'll focus it on anything that you just noticed in tonight's practice. You might want to share the three words as a way of kind of solidifying that and being witnessed to what you really want to carry forward. So we've got a few minutes. We'll stay for sort of 5 minutes late just to see if we've got any people who want to share. So please put your hand up. If you have been part of the community and never shared your voice, I welcome you. We welcome you. It is a generous act. And also, if you're in the Facebook group, please go and share any reflections to encourage your fellow community members who might not have made it tonight to listen to the recording. Again, just reminding you before we open the mic that the early bird to continue closes this Friday. So please, please, please don't miss out because my staff are going on holidays and it's a hard close. So if you are called to continue, I welcome you very excitedly, but please grab it while you can get that good price. So let's open up the mic. Louise. Louise, are you there?
Yes. Hi, can you
hi,
hear me?
Louise. Yes.
Yes. Hi. So this is my first Mind Life project and also the first time I've spoken up. So I also just wanted to say thank you to you and to the community. I have found the past 6 months incredibly valuable for myself. And I just wanted to share an experience that I had that I guess highlights that.
Yes, please do.
I have been able to pretty much practice some sort of mindfulness almost every day, which is
incredible. That's
yes,
huge.
sometimes very tiny little bits, but I've sort of kept that habit alive.
Yeah.
And this week I had a neuropsychology assessment. It was a review because I'd had some memory issues and a few other things going on a couple of years ago. So this was a review assessment. And it was interesting at the end of it, the lady that was doing the assessment said to me, "Well, you've had some really good changes in quite a few areas." And I mean, I'm 3 years older. So she said, Are you doing anything differently? And I said, "Well, actually, I've been doing this mindfulness thing for, probably 2 years now, since I had the last test." And she said, well, if there's has and there hasn't been a lot of other changes, she said, that is actually amazing because she's noticed improvements in my working memory and my attention.
Incredible. Wow.
So it was just like,
How affirming.
so it just reinforced to me. I mean, I would be doing it anyway because I feel like in myself I'm getting so many benefits. But just to have that kind of objectively kind of
That's
there as well
incredible. What an incredible
was,
story.
I know. So I just thought, well, wow, this is me forever now.
That's just an incredibly inspiring story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it must have been so, obviously you're experiencing benefits, but as you say, to get that objective measurement is just incredible.
Yes,
It's
so to just
not surprising to me because, there's so much research that speaks to that, but your own experiment kind of thing.
exactly. And I mean, you know, the research is out there, but to have it actually
On your
demonstrated in
brain.
yourself is fascinating. So I just thought that was wanted to
Oh,
share that.
great.
That was very exciting for me.
That's really incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that
No
story.
worries.
I think
Thank you,
everyone
Elise.
will want to go and get assessed and then assessed again after 6 months. We should all do
Thank
that. Wishing you well. Wishing you well.
you.
Okay,
You too.
bye. What a great story. Very inspiring. We've got a lot of comments in the chat box. Everyone's very excited about that. Jill, yeah? You might need to unmute, Jill. Move your browser around. Sometimes you can lose the controller. Okay, we'll see if Jill comes up. Oh, nope. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, we've got a few. Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Elise.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. What an incredible story. I was just writing incredible into the chat box.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, I think from my, I'm thinking it's coming up nearly 6 years for me.
I
This
know.
journey. This journey has been,
You've been
as I
here the
said,
whole way.
can't even express. And it'd be interesting, as you said, that whole feeling that you get from this is the way you can breathe, the way you can get clarity, the way you can just I suppose prioritize is the important part about this is making it a priority. And yes, it can just be that little couple of minutes a day, or it could be longer sessions. And I think having a balance is the bit that's is tricky in this, especially this month as well, as you said at the beginning, that we can jump into that same world as everybody else. But and I really found it interesting, Elise, how you said how we can change, like follow other people's patterns. I think that is true, and I think it comes back to us being in our own self and our own understanding of our own self as well as others around us. So, yeah, I can't express how much I have grown in this last few years, and yeah, thank you, and thank you to the
Thank you
community.
for being on the journey from the beginning. It's incredible.
And I love those stories of what it does to our whole brain, our health, everything. So
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. Great.
Thanks so
Wishing you
much too.
well. Wishing you well.
You too.
Wendy, we've got a few more. Wendy, are you there?
I've unmuted now.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
How
loud
are
and
you?
clear. Good.
What an incredible experience tonight has been, but I want to share something with everybody. I was in hospital, had a knee replacement on the 24th of November, and I just came home last Thursday.
Oh, you poor
And
thing.
I found pretty incredible down at RPA. And I found that in the second week of my rehabilitation at the hospital, I did a couple of meditations during the day or late in the evening, and I found I could cope with the pain much more readily. I could disassociate from it going into the meditation. And that was absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. What a great example, putting it into action.
Exactly, at a very extreme time, because the pain for the knee
Oh,
replacement was
oh
fairly
God, yeah.
excruciating in the first week.
Yes.
So
Oh,
I'm
well,
doing it
how
tonight.
fabulous.
I didn't think I'd cope tonight with doing the meditation. I thought, I don't think you'll cope without it. So get in there and lie down.
That's great. That's fantastic. Been great to
be part of the family again.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm so glad you could make it, even though you're sort of in rehab and recovering. And I think it's really, again, another affirming story. I think we do this meditation, but then when we're really kind of in a challenge and then we find that it's so helpful, it just reinforces it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You wouldn't credit it. I've been doing this now, Mindful Math, the last 2 years, and in that time, I have made a decision to sell my farm of 20 years where I was breeding alpacas.
Wow.
And I've packed that all up and then bought a house in the nearest town. So I was in my same support structure. But all of that is part of being grateful for where you are, but working out what you want for the next year. And that's a very example of what you were talking about earlier tonight.
Mm.
I did that 2 years ago and that was what I wanted to do.
Incredible. Love
close it. That life. I didn't want to close that life, but I'm 71. So I mean, I had to do it sometime, and while I was well enough to do it. And that's just another success story. And it's thanks to you. Thanks for the program.
Oh, and thanks to your commitment. I mean, it comes, you know, this is offered, but not everyone shows up, you know. So it's really, I think all of you who show up, it's actually more you than the program, actually. But, you know.
Yes, just quietly, it's both. If we weren't exposed to the program, we wouldn't have been where we are today.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Wendy. And thank you for sharing another great affirming story.
All the best to everybody for the festive season.
Thank you. Yvonne. And then we'll have Peter and then we'll wrap it up. Yvonne, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. I just really wanted to thank you so much, Elise. My mother-in-law passed away a month ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I actually found you. She was very ill for a few years and I found you at a time when she was first diagnosed. And I have to say that being part of this community and practicing meditation and mindfulness not only helped me in dealing with her transition and passing, but in a strange kind of way, I was able to help her and share with her while she was going through it. So I just wanted to really thank you because it's been a difficult journey. And you know, going to now, I guess, continue her memory and dedicate my practice to her.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really moving. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm so glad that it's been supportive for you over such a difficult time.
It really has been. So I wanted to wish you all and the whole community all the best over this season and lots of love and light.
Thank you. And I really, it's very touching to actually think of you holding that memory forward and having that as a dedication to your, you know, that you can dedicate your practice to her and sort of continue that memory on through your practice. It's really powerful.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm always so humbled to hear everyone's sharing. I really am. It's just humbling to hear the incredible courage and resilience and empowered decision-making that happens in this community. It's incredibly humbling. Peter, feels very apt to finish on you. Where, let's see, are you there?
Hi, Elise.
Hi, Peter.
How are you? Just a wonderful inspirational night, as each of these are. I was really gobsmacked by Louise and her experiences. I think that's just such a great endorsement for what we're all doing. As far as I'm concerned, community is so valuable here, and I love, you know, we're meant to connect. You mentioned that there's an illusion of separateness, and we need to hold one another with kindness. I think we really need to take that on board and appreciate what you are doing and what the community is doing for ourselves, but also for each other and also for the world. We're making the world a better place through what we're doing. So, absolutely. Once again, I really appreciate it. I'm sure everybody online does. And a quick finish, my three words were calm, connect, and listen. Beautiful. So, Elise and everybody, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful day.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for contributing. It's always a pleasure hearing you, and you've been one of the old timers.
Yes.
Since the very, 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 very beginning. So it's special to have you here still.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't know if Sarah, did you put your hand up? I'll let you sneak in if you did. Sarah, did you want to share something?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Sarah, I actually am part of the team, the MIM team.
Oh, that's Sarah.
It is me.
This is my colleague, Sarah. We can all say thank you to Sarah.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody. I work with Elise and do the social media and the website design and chat to some of you on social. And I fell asleep during the meditation, but I wanted to say hello and, yeah, that's it.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah's an incredible team member who, without her, none of this would be happening. So thank you, Sarah. great to have you on board. Okay. All right. So thank you, everyone. Again, just quickly, I'll share for any people that are wanting to tick it off their to-do list. If you're wanting to continue, I just shared the link. Here you go. I'll just share it there. If you're not continuing, I just want to wish you well, go well, take all you have learned, and I hope it really nourishes you and really you can, as you've heard from so many of the community members, really apply these practices in the challenging times to support you. And for those of you who are continuing, I'm so delighted. I'm really excited to be continuing next year. It's going to be wonderful. We've got some great themes that we're going to be covering in the live calls, some new books. So don't forget about the book club and be sharing that in Facebook. And as I said, please go into the Facebook group tomorrow or whenever and share something about tonight's practice for me. Maybe share the three words so that we all can hold each other accountable. Wishing you all well. And again, early bird closes on Friday and access to the program closes the last day of December. So if you're not continuing, please make sure you go and catch up on whatever you've missed. And yes, see you all next year. Wishing you well over the festive season. Good night.